Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. Before we dive into today's topic, I wanted to take a moment to express my gratitude to all of you loyal listeners. Your support means the world to me, and it's what keeps me motivated to bring you practical tips and expert advice on organizing and decluttering. So thank you so, so much. Today, I'll be tackling one of the most common organizational challenges, paper clutter. From bills to documents, it seems like paper has a way of multiplying when we're not looking. But don't worry, I've got 10 fantastic tips to help you declutter and organize your paperwork effectively. So grab a pen and paper, or should I say a tablet and note-taking app, and let's get started. So first, let's gather all your paperwork. So I know it's not normal for me to say this, but I am today. The first step on your journey to decluttering and organizing your paperwork is to gather every last sheet of paper you've accumulated over time. It's not uncommon for paper to be spread across your workspace, hidden in drawers, or scattered in various corners of your home. This initial gathering step may seem overwhelming, but it's essential to understanding the amount of clutter you're going to be dealing with. Collect every receipt, document, and note and stray piece of paper into one central location. Use an empty room, a guest bedroom, or your dining room if you can. By doing this, you'll get a clear view of the scope of the project and set the stage for efficient organization. Tip two is to categorize your papers. Categorizing your paperwork is an essential step towards bringing order to the chaos of paper clutter. By creating distinct categories, you provide a clear structure for your documents. Your categories can be tailored to your unique needs and lifestyle, but some common ones are finance, tax, personal records, medical information, work-related papers, schoolwork, and sentimental items. Think of these categories as the drawers in your virtual filing cabinet, each serving a specific purpose. Beyond simplifying the organization process, categorization also streamlines your ability to retrieve documents in less than 5 seconds. Imagine needing to find a specific receipt for your warranty or a particular contract for work. Having these documents grouped together under relevant categories will help you find your items in less than 5 seconds and reduce the stress of searching for lost paperwork. In essence, categorization turns your paperwork into a well-organized library where each category represents a distinct section with its own set of records. Another advantage of categorization is its role in maintaining order over time. As new paperwork enters your life, having established categories makes it easy to determine where each document belongs. This proactive approach ensures that you don't let clutter and paper clutter build up again. By consistently assigning documents to their respective categories, you prevent the chaos from returning and enjoy the benefits of a clutter-free space and organized life. In essence, categorization is the backbone of your paper organization system, providing structure and efficiency to your paperwork. Next, we want to talk about creating a filing system. So with your paperwork categorized, the next crucial step is to establish a well-structured filing system. This system can take various forms depending on your preferences and available space. Options range from traditional filing cabinets and files and folders to more modern solutions like digital documents management tools. Regardless of the method you choose, the key is to ensure that each category of documents has its designated place. For physical filing, invest in sturdy files or boxes. Label each one clearly, indicating the category. For a digital organization, create folders and subfolders with descriptive names that match your categories. A well-organized filing system not only helps you maintain order, but also simplifies the process of adding new documents to your collection. When you receive a new document, it's simply a matter of placing it in the appropriate folder or filing it digitally. In today's digital age, one of the most effective ways to declutter and organize your paperwork is to embrace digitalization, and that's number tip 4. Start by investing in a high-quality scanner using a scanning app or contacting someone who can scan the documents for you if you have a lot of them. Scan and store important documents like bills, contracts, and receipts in organized digital folders on your computer or on the cloud. I use Google Drive and iCloud, but there are a few options out there you can choose from. Choose the cloud service that works for your memory that you need and for the budget that you have. This approach not only saves physical space, but also enhances the accessibility and security of your documents. You'll no longer worry about misplacing or damaging paper copies. A lot of utility companies and banks now provide digital copies of your bills, and you do not need to store them in your filing system as they're saved under your online account with that company. If you require the bills for tax purposes, you can always download them when you need them and upload them to the tax processing system. So that saves you on downloading and saving the other documents. Digitalization also comes with the added benefit of easy search and retrieval. So with digital documents, you can quickly locate what you need by using keywords, saving you valuable time and reducing the frustration. Moreover, this approach simplifies document sharing and collaboration. So if you need to send a contract to a colleague or share medical records with your doctor, you just have to do it quickly and easily by searching for the keywords or searching for the folder and finding the document. Just ensure you have a secure backup system in place to safeguard your digital files. As you progressively shift towards digitalization, don't forget about the importance of organization within the digital realm. So create a clear and consistent naming convention for your digital files and folders, making them easily searchable. Regularly backup your digital documents to prevent data loss, and consider using encryption or password protection for sensitive files. Tip 5 is all about shredding. As you sort your paperwork out, you're likely to come across documents that have outlived their usefulness, such as old bills, expired warranties, or outdated financial statements. A shredding station of these sensitive documents is very important. So invest in a reliable paper shredder and designate a specific area for shredding within your workspace. Shredding not only eliminates the risk of identity theft, but also provides a satisfying sense of closure as you bid farewell to those unnecessary clutter. I am slightly lazy and trying to save as much time as I can. So I work with Shredit a lot with my clients. So they give me a bag, which I then fill up with all the documents that need to be shredded. And every quarter of the year, I give it to them to just shred it in one of their big trucks. Now you can do that as well. So if you're in the UAE, in the UK, in any country where they're shredded or similar shredding services, you can ask them for the bag to fill up and then go to them and give it to them to shred for you. It's so quick and easy. And especially when you have a big family, you could have a specific like bin where you put the paper bag for shredding, and then you put inside all the documents inside there. And then when it's full, just give it for shredding. So when using your shredding station, if you have one, it's crucial to be discerning. Not all documents need to be shredded. So legal and financial documents, medical records, and any paperwork containing personal information should be shredded to protect your privacy. However, routine items like junk mail or non-sensitive papers can often be safely recycled. Just make sure you remove your name and address from the junk mail. This selective approach ensures that you're not overwhelmed with shredding tasks and allows you to focus on the documents that genuinely require secure disposal. In addition to decluttering your space, a shredding station promotes good security practices. It's an essential step in safeguarding your personal and financial information. Regular shredding also keeps your confidential documents out of the wrong hands and reduces the risk of identity theft and fraud. Tip 6 is being selective with your keepsakes. So amidst the sea of paperwork, you're likely to stumble upon sentimental items that hold special meaning for you. Greeting cards, letters, children's drawings, and old school assignments. They can all evoke powerful memories and emotions. While it's important to treasure these keepsakes, it's equally vital not to let them overwhelm your space. Be selective and keep only the most meaningful items. Consider setting up a dedicated memory box or scrapbook to preserve these treasures without adding to your paper clutter. Now, if you've listened to my Swedish death cleaning episodes, you'll know I talk about this quite a lot, and it's great to do, especially as you get older, because you don't want to burden your family with all these sentimental items, which might not have any meaning to them. So start doing that with all the sentimental items that are paper. To further streamline your keepsakes, consider digitalizing your sentimental items. So scan photos, children's artwork, and handwritten letters so that they're preserved and in a digital format. You can then create digital albums or share these cherished moments with family and friends. This approach not only reduces the physical clutter, but also ensures that your precious memories are kept safe from damage or loss due to environmental factors. Remember that sentimental items, while cherished, should enhance your life rather than burden it. So by being selective and considering digital preservation, you can strike a balance between honoring your past and maintaining a clutter-free environment. Tip 7 is about implementing a regular maintenance routine. Organization isn't a one-time event, and you know that if you've been listening to me for a long time. It's an ongoing process. To maintain a clutter-free and organized space, it's essential to establish a regular maintenance routine. Dedicate specific time slots in your calendar, whether weekly or monthly, to review and manage your paperwork. During these sections, you'll address incoming documents, file them appropriately, and ensure that your categories remain relevant. Always remember my process of FAT: file, act, toss. If you haven't heard of that before, you can listen to it on another episode, and I'll put it in the show notes as well. Consistency in your maintenance routine is the key to preventing paper clutter from building up again. Embracing a consistent maintenance routine extends the benefit of organization into your daily life. It helps you to stay organized and reduces the stress associated with managing paperwork. With each maintenance session, you'll reinforce the habits of order and efficiency, ultimately creating a sustainable clutter-free environment. Whether it's staying on top of your bills, managing work-related documents, or preserving important records, regular maintenance is your secret weapon to an organized and stress-free life. Tip 8 is going to shock you, because I don't often tell you to do this, but for this, I would say invest in a label maker. Yep, a label maker is, it's my life. It's attached to me, my label maker. Well, practically, phone and label maker. It's such an invaluable tool in your journey to declutter and organize your paperwork. While it may seem like a small detail, the impact it has on your organization system is significant. Label makers come in various shapes and sizes, from handheld devices to computer-connected models. You only need a small handheld one, so just get a small, cheap one. Use them to create clear and professional labels for your file, folders, boxes, containers, and even sections of your physical workspace. These labels not only add a polished and incredibly organized appearance, but also make it easy to identify the contents of each labeled item. Beyond the aesthetic appeal, label makers offer practical benefits. So neatly labeled files or folders, for instance, prevent the frustration of rifling through papers to find the right one. You'll get to find everything in less than 5 seconds by labeling it. And when everything is clearly marked, you can access the documents you need, saving time and reducing stress. Label makers also promote consistency in your organization system, ensuring that anyone who interacts with your space can easily understand and follow your filing and storage conventions. Additionally, label makers are versatile tools that can extend beyond paperwork. So you can use them to label shelves, containers holding office supplies, or even sections of your pantry at home. The flexibility of a label maker enables you to create an organized and efficient environment throughout your entire space, enhancing both productivity and visual appeal. Number 9 is utilizing your wall space. So when organizing your space, don't overlook the potential of your vertical wall space. Wall-mounted storage solutions can help you maximize the use of your room's dimensions while keeping important documents visible and accessible. Consider installing shelves, pegboards, or wall-mounted organizers to create additional storage options. These solutions are particularly beneficial for frequently used documents such as project notes, calendars, or reference materials. Wall-mounted storage isn't limited to just paperwork. In your workspace, it can extend to tools, supplies, or decorative elements that contribute to your overall organization and ambience. By utilizing wall space effectively, you free up desk and floor space, reducing clutter, and make your room feel more open and inviting. The final tip in your journey towards decluttering and organizing your paperwork is to create an efficient workflow system. This system acts as the bridge between receiving and processing documents, ensuring that nothing falls through the cracks. So start by designating a dedicated area in your workspace for incoming and outgoing documents. The incoming section should house items that require immediate action. So remember FAT: file, act, toss. so your immediate action things are bills, invoices, or forms. This separation streamlines your daily tasks, allowing you to focus on what's urgent without the distraction of other papers. Implementing a workflow system also involves setting up a schedule for processing paperwork. Dedicate specific time slots in your calendar for handling documents in your incoming tray. This proactive approach ensures that nothing is left unattended, preventing overdue bills or missed deadlines. As you complete your task, swiftly move documents to the outgoing section, signaling that they've been addressed and are ready for filing or archiving or tossing. A well-structured workflow system not only reduces your clutter in your immediate workspace, but also enhances your productivity and peace of mind. It empowers you to stay on top of your responsibilities and ensures that nothing gets lost or forgotten. By creating a streamlined workflow, you're just not organizing your paperwork, you're organizing your daily life, resulting in a more efficient and less stressful existence. So embrace this final tip as the linchpin to your paper organizational space and success. And there you have it, a comprehensive exploration of our top 10 tips for decluttering and organizing your paperwork. These tips provide a roadmap to transform your paper chaos into a well-organized and stress-free space. Remember, decluttering and organizing is a journey, so take one step at a time. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Get Organized with Declutter Me. I hope you found these tips useful and have equipped you with a deeper understanding of the strategies and mindset needed to conquer your paper clutter. If you have any questions or need further guidance from me, please contact me on my website, www.decluttermeme.com, or you can contact me on social media. Thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye.